It might be possible for you to be saved without doing and following this advice from the souls in purgatory that I'm about to share with you, but highly unlikely. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Welcome to day 13 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, as we are exploring this wonderful book of the unpublished manuscript on purgatory. Let's get into today's reading. God wishes you to concern yourself with Him alone, and with His love, and with the accomplishment of His holy will. When we are concerned with God, we must also of necessity think of souls. There would be but little merit in being saved alone. God expects a higher degree of perfection from you than He expects from many others. Starting with that last verse, sometimes we forget how much we have been set apart and chosen from the rest of the world. Think of how many in the world aren't even Christian, and then those that are all that are Christian aren't even Catholic. And then of that group, how many of us that are actually practicing? So we need to realize that God expects that we are those few that God expects more from. And this is a great act of mercy and love on His part. It's not a burden, it's a gift, especially if we carry it with love. Now, with souls, it always amazes me, and you could see this probably at most of your parishes where you go, the incredible lack of urgency in terms of the idea of salvation. The church in general, and maybe even many of us, act as if everything's okay, as if everyone's fine who's dying, even though there's millions dying per day, as if everyone's just going straight to heaven. I had a video interview with Monsignor Charles Pope that we were talking about the theme of hell. There's a few other YouTubers that are going through this theme of hell during Lent, and it's appropriate that we reflect on that. The reality that salvation is not only not guaranteed, but actually quite difficult, and that we should strive incredibly and place much effort, and that we have a pivotal role to play in bringing others to salvation. So, in saving souls, we need to have some sort of organized system that we do throughout our lives. If you look at anything that's successful in the world, any company or anything, it's all organized. So we can't save souls in a haphazard way. So a few things for you to consider. In fact, three things that I want you to consider. First is, and presuming that most of you are, that we be a people that pray for the souls in purgatory always, because this is the easiest group to pray for, where there is the most merit, the most fruit. They are always receptive to our prayers, no matter what. So they always benefit from those prayers. And then, in doing so, we help them, and we obtain for ourselves many intercessors to assist us in what we're going to do next. Now, the next thing that I want you to consider is to discern with God, to ask God, who do you want me to be praying for? Two groups of sinners that I want you to consider, those that are dying and those that are living. Very simple. Now, what I have learned from my practice and from my YouTube channel is that it's better for us to specialize than to be a general prayer person. When you look at the general doctors, they're almost always not as good as the specialist. The specialists are better at that one particular thing. So we need to make that commitment and ask God to reveal to us, who do you want me to be praying for? Sinners that are dying and for their conversion in that last moment, which there is incredible merit and reason to be doing so, or sinners that are alive that I'm praying for their conversion during their life. In my own personal discernment, it makes a lot more sense for me to be praying for those that are dying because it's intimately connected to praying for the souls in purgatory. Not that I never pray for sinners that are living, but I'm committing to this particular group. You might feel differently, but ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Now, once you have made that choice, develop a regular set it and forget it system of prayer and sacrifice. What could this possibly consist of? This could consist of a daily sacrifice. And remember, if you're doing this consecration, I asked you to do at least one little sacrifice each and every day. So you could do some sort of system of sacrificing. Small little things are often best because they keep you humble and they don't kind of inflate our ego that look how ascetical I am. So a system of regular sacrificing, and if you're a parent, it's already built into the system, so congratulations. And then a system of regular prayer, especially prayers that are particularly effective at converting sinners. Some that I might suggest that you might already be doing, but you may be, maybe perhaps do more of those, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, the Rosary, especially prayers related to the Passion of our Lord. And then we could discern a little bit further and ask our Lord, is there anything else extra that you want me to be doing? For instance, let's say that you're praying for the living sinners. Perhaps God wants you to evangelize door to door or something like that. The early Christians did it. Why don't we? Because it's not cool anymore, whatever. But we need to forget about that. We need to do what the Holy Spirit wants. Those that are dying, perhaps the Lord wants us to go pray in hospitals or places near buildings of hospice or something like this. These are just a few things for you to consider, for you to organize the way that you pray for the conversion of souls. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. See you tomorrow in day 14.